Archers for the week 5th to the 10th of May 2002.
The alarm hasn't gone off and David's panicking.
Can't believe the time.
Morning.
Why didn't you wake me?
Because you needed a lie-in. Here, I've made you some breakfast.
Well, I can't eat it now. The cows should have been milked hours ago.
It's all right. I've done them.
What?
Now just sit down and relax and eat your breakfast.
But how come you've done the milking?
I thought you needed a break. You're exhausted.
I'm not that tired. I can cope.
I know you can. But I was up at 5 anyway, feeding Ben. When it finished, I didn't have the heart to wake you. So I switched the alarm off.
Thanks, love.
No problem.
Oh, I suppose it does make a nice change.
Oh, that's big of you.
No, really, it's great. I just wasn't expecting it.
I know. Now you're going to shut up and eat this breakfast?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Hey, why don't we get back into bed and share it?
We're dressed.
Oh, can always get undressed. Oh, no.
Looks like we've missed our chance. Never mind. Never
mind. Kids, eh? Who'd have them?
Well, it wasn't too bad yesterday, was it?
At least we were open again. But that's about the best that can be said for it.
Oh, I don't know. There was a fair crowd in last night.
Nothing like our usual on a Saturday, though.
Well, it's bound to be a bit slow to begin with. Folks don't know we're open or not.
Exactly.
Now, is that all the dirty stuff?
Yes, I think so.
Right.
Not exactly the PR boost we've been looking for, is it?
No, of course it isn't. But there are two ways we can take this. We can either assume people don't want to have out to do with this place no more, or we can fight to keep the bull alive and make it better than ever.
But what are we going to do about the upstairs? I don't see how we can run a youth bar up there now.
Why not?
Well, because what happened the other night was a nightmare. I don't ever want to go through that again.
Nor do I. So it'll be up to us to make sure it don't.
And the easiest way to do that is try something else.
But why should we?
Come on, Jolie.
No, I mean it, Sid. Having that place full to the rafters every week's the best thing that's happened to this pub in years. You know it is.
Until last Thursday.
Yeah, but why should we let one stupid kid who can't control himself ruin everything? Oh, we've worked really hard to make a go of this place. And I'm damned if I'm giving it all away now.
No. You're right, I suppose. The trouble is, once you get a bad reputation...
Yeah, but we haven't got a bad reputation. Not yet. One very bad thing's happened. But that's not what the bull upstairs is about. It's about young people getting together, playing their music and, you know, having a good time.
Mm. Do you know what Kathy said yesterday?
No.
She said she wasn't sure she should let Jamie stay here now we're a drugs den.
She can be a stupid cow sometimes. I got your wipes ready, by the way. Do you want me to put them in your bag?
Thanks. This would happen just before the start of the season.
At least the cricket should take your mind off it.
Did you manage to get enough people to help with the teas?
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine.
Ah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. The sound of leather on birch.
Hmm. It's willow.
Yeah, I knew that. I was only kidding.
It's been a real struggle just getting a team together.
Who are you still missing, then?
Well, Roy's doing an extra shift so he can get away with Hayley on Tuesday. Mm. Duncan's at a conference.
Well, did Alistair manage to persuade David?
No. So that's half our bowling attack missing.
It's not surprising he can't do it, though, with Bert still out of action.
Oh, and that's another thing. Heaven knows what it's going to be like with Jason standing in his umpire.
Bit of a laugh, I should think, knowing him.
He says he used to play regularly before someone dropped a brick on his knee. So, at least he should know the rules.
Yeah, but it'll be great.
Mm.
Oh, hiya, love. What have you got lined up for today?
What do you think, Mum?
Well, I don't know. Are you going out?
Of course, to see Chazzer.
Right.
What else?
Don't talk to your mother like that.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with you.
Oh, leave it, Sid.
I'll go and start setting up downstairs.
Okay, I'll come and join you in a few minutes.
Right.
He thinks it's all my fault, doesn't he? Well, I'm sick of him blaming me for everything.
No, he doesn't. Look,
He's just upset about what happened, that's all.
It was happened to his precious pub, maybe. But you can't give a toss about Jazza.
Oh, fair.
Jazza's in a coma. And all he cares about is people not buying his drinks because they think his pub's full of crackheads.
Is that what Jazza is? A crackhead?
Oh, you don't even know what it means.
No, and I don't want to.
What do you care about is yourself?
If you expect me to feel sorry for that boy, then think again. It's his own stupid fault. He's got no one else to blame.
Oh, so at least that's one thing you're not blaming me for, then.
Oh, stop it, you two! Please!
All right, Mrs. Barford. Oh, it's a lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It's beautiful. The cricketers will be delighted, won't they?
That pitch looks just perfect.
Oh, and have you seen the bluebells over the other side under the trees?
Well, I can't say as I have, but I expect they're very pretty.
Yes, they're wonderful. I've been lucky enough to see rather a lot of them today.
Ah, right.
We've been at Pennyhassett for Rogation Sunday, you see, beating the bounds and blessing the crops.
Mm, well, very nice.
Anyway, what brings you to Ambridge on a Sunday? Not working, are you?
No, you wouldn't catch me doing something like that. No, Sid's wrote me in to be umpire this afternoon.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Yeah, well, they've been having a bit of a crisis, apparently. What with one thing and another.
Oh, yes.
And as Bert can't do it, they've sent for the expert.
Oh, I see. Mm. Actually, I'm glad I've seen you. We've had some good news about our application for the Jubilee grant.
Oh, have you now?
Yes, they've approved it. The money's going to be transferred into our account this week.
Oh, that's great.
So you can start work on the loos and the access ramp as soon as you like.
Right, well, I'll have to have a look in my diary and I'll get back to you.
Oh, you will be able to start this week, won't you?
Possibly. Is that the time? You'll have to excuse me, or it'll have me guts for carters. Yeah, I've got to make sure everything's right with the pitch and the rollers.
But, Jason,
oh, sorry, Mrs. Buffett. I'll catch you later.
Who made lunch?
Sorry, I was going to tell you. I'll cook something tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, the kids wanted to do some drawing.
Yes, I can see.
And we got a bit carried away.
Must have used up a whole pad by the look of it.
Pip's done a brilliant one of you on the tractor.
Yeah. Look, is there anything to eat now? I'm starving.
I made you a beef and pickle sandwich. Is it there on the side?
Oh.
Next to the fridge. Come on, Pip. Come on. You haven't had nearly enough yet.
Where? Can't see it.
Maybe it's on the table. Yeah, there it is. Look, under the newspaper.
Oh, silly me. Why didn't I think of that?
I expect it was Pip. She's been moving stuff all over the place. Oh. That's it. Happy now?
Where are the kids?
Can't you guess? They're watching that film we videoed for them.
Oh. Isn't Pip supposed to be doing piano practice?
She's done it.
Oh. Shame I missed it.
Liar.
You know, I'm not sure that line was such a good idea.
Why is that?
I still feel a bit sluggish.
I'll set the alarm for 4 tomorrow then, shall I?
No. 5:30 will do fine.
Have you looked at the silage field yet?
No, I'm going up there with Dad at 3. I still don't know how I'm going to manage without Bert if he doesn't come back.
Oh, he phoned earlier.
Oh, did he say anything?
No, he's still in bed and doesn't feel any better.
Oh, damn. It's not looking good, is it?
No. He said he feels bad about missing the cricket, too.
Oh, yeah, Alistair's been going on at me all week about that as well, but there's no way at the moment.
I know.
In fact, if it carries on like this, I'll be lucky to get me a tour this season.
Is Sid playing?
Oh. As far as I know, yeah.
He's had a lot to deal with in the last few days.
He's probably delighted just to get away from it all.
Jana preached a lovely sermon, all about growing and being in harmony with nature.
Yeah, that's nice. You couldn't unwrap those egg sarnies for me, could you?
Oh, certainly. Yes.
That was a diabolical decision, Jason.
I gave it as I saw it now, if you'll excuse me.
Uh-oh, here they come. And they don't sound too happy.
Everybody knows that a batsman cannot be given out LBW if the ball pitches outside leg stump.
You as plumb, Sid. That's all I've got to say. Ah! Now then, ladies, where's his slap-up feet?
There you are, Jason. Tuck in.
Not very much.
Are we winning?
We might be, if Jason hadn't given me out just as I was getting going.
Oh, well, never mind. Take a couple of sandwiches and a cup of tea. There's a queue behind you.
All right.
Ah, worst thing's happened at sea. Aye, Sid.
Look, if you don't like to help yourself to the sandwiches and cakes, there's tea by the urn and squash as well.
Can I have a word, Jason?
Yeah, certainly, Mrs. B. Hey, lovely tea, by the way.
Oh, it's not me. You should thank. It's Jolene.
Oh, fire away, then.
Well, you know that Jubilee Day is June the 3rd.
Ah, that's right.
Well, I'm just a bit worried that if you don't start soon, the toilets won't be ready in time.
Well, don't you worry about that, I'm as patriotic as the next man.
So you will start soon?
I guarantee those toilets will be in full flush by June the 3rd, come what may.
I'd be very careful about taking his word if I were you, Chris.
Oh, do you want me to go on, then?
No, don't be daft. Bring any more mistakes, and those 2 points I promised you, there'll only be one, understand?
Oh, well, that's nice. Do you all hear that? Threatening the umpire?
No. Just a little disagreement over match expenses. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 2 points it is.
Come on, you two. Let's not have a tiff.
No, it's OK, Johnny.
Of course, you could always pay me in drugs instead.
Now, that's not funny, Jason.
That's a bit below the belt.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Forget I said it. It
must have been very difficult for you.
It hasn't been easy, that's for sure.
Alan?
What are you doing here?
Locked out, mate. Got a key.
You shouldn't be in here.
Yeah, like I really want to be here with all these sweaty jock straps.
Now, listen here, Fallon. I've had just
about... Oh, lay off, Sid, will you? She'd just come to get a key, all right?
Yeah, what sort of crime is it, locking yourself out?
I reckon you do this deliberately.
Oh, God, what is it with you? You never leave off getting at me, do you?
Here's the key, love.
Why can't you just leave me alone? I'm sick of the lot of you.
Nobody asked you to come down here, did they?
Oh, dear.
Phew. What a scorcher, eh?
Did you have to, Sid?
carry on, everybody. We've still got a match to win, haven't we?
It's been a busy bank holiday at Lower Lockley.
Oh, Roy. Have you seen Hayley?
No, I've been looking for her myself. She said she wanted to see me before she goes.
Oh, yeah, you're looking after the kids tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, thanks for offering.
I'm not quite sure I'd call it voluntary, but at least I'm used to looking after Freddie and Lily.
And then you'll have Jamie after school, won't you?
Yes. I'm hoping Lewis can give me a hand.
Oh, there. That'd be good. I know Hayley reckons Jamie can be a bit harmful sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure I'll manage. After all, I did bring Nigel up, and he used to be very disobedient.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes. He could be quite naughty sometimes.
Where do you think Hayley might be?
Well, it's not just Hayley I'm looking for. I'm supposed to find Kenton, too. Nigel tells me that apparently he used to be a bit of an antiques expert.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I can hardly believe it myself, I must say. He's never given me the impression he has the capacity to be an expert on anything.
You never know. He might just surprise you.
Yes, possibly.
Is there something you want him to look at?
I saw a chair on one of the stalls at the antique market, and the woman said it was 18th century, but I'm sure it's a Victorian reproduction.
Yeah, you want to get that right before you splash out on it.
Oh, I'm not intending to buy it. I just wanted to satisfy my curiosity.
Oh, I see. Looks like it's been really busy here today.
Oh, yes. We had a vintage car rally and a steam fair, as well as the antiques.
We've been pretty busy at Grey Gables, too. Well, for a bank holiday, that is.
I suppose we might as well look for them together.
Yeah, why not? Hey, do you know anything about the Mappamundi, Mrs. Partiter?
I beg your pardon?
You know, the Mappamundi. It's this ancient medieval map of the world. It's in Hereford Cathedral.
Yes, I know what you mean. I believe it's rather splendid.
Oh, good. That's what Ailey's taken me to see for anniversary.
Oh, well, then, I'm sure you'll have a marvellous time. It's a unique artefact, of course.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's Ailey.
Where?
Under that tree, having a picnic with the kids. Hey, that's lucky. Kenton's there as well.
Oh, yes. How fortunate.
Not interrupting anything, Mr. Lloyd?
No, not at all, officer, though I have to confess I wasn't expecting a visit from the police. Ah.
Well, I'll try not to detain you too long.
No, that's fine. Please, take a seat.
Thank you.
Can I get you a cup of tea or coffee?
No, thanks.
So, how can I help you?
I dare say you'll have heard about the accident at the Bull last Thursday.
Yes. It's a terrible thing to happen in a small community like this. I think we're all very shocked.
Of course. What exactly do you know about the events of that evening?
Only what I've heard, really. I wasn't there that night, but I play cricket with the landlord.
Mr. Perks?
Yes. Had our first match of the season yesterday. We lost, unfortunately. He told me a bit about it then.
And what did he tell you?
Well, that there were drugs involved and Jazza took an overdose. That's all, really. Do you know how Jazza is?
Still in a coma, I'm afraid.
God, how awful.
The lad was part of a band, wasn't he?
Dross, yes. They've been rehearsing here at the stables.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we let them use an old tack room.
Seems an unusual place to let a band rehearse. Doesn't it disturb the horses?
No, not really.
Was it your decision to let them rehearse here?
Yes, they didn't have anywhere else to go.
Why was that?
The noise. That sort of music's not everybody's cup of tea.
But it is yours.
I quite like it, yes. Suppose that might seem a bit unusual for someone of my age.
Not necessarily.
But, you see, they've been turfed out of the pub, village hall, and a farm nearby, so I suppose I felt sorry for them.
And they've been rehearsing here for how long?
Oh, just a couple of months or so.
I see. In the course of your work as a vet, you obviously have legal access to drugs.
Yes, I do.
Do you ever store those drugs here at the stables?
No, never. They're kept secure under lock and key at the surgery.
Secure?
Absolutely. We have to be scrupulous about that. You can ask Theo, my partner. He'll tell you the same.
Yes. Yes, we will be doing.
Oh. Right. Were the drugs Jazza took veterinary ones?
We're still in the process of completing our tests, sir.
Yes, I see.
Do you mind if I ask you what happens when you go out on a call?
In what sense?
When you take drugs with you, where do you keep them?
In my bag, which is also kept locked.
So you'd say there isn't a moment when those drugs are left unattended or open to access?
That's right. Well, I can't say for sure there's never been an occasion when I haven't left my bag for a moment. In an emergency, perhaps.
Of course.
But I'd say with almost 100% certainty that nothing's ever gone missing, to my knowledge.
I see.
Are you sure you don't want that tea?
No, I'm sure, Mr. Lloyd, but you go ahead if you want.
No, I can leave it.
Were you aware that Jack McCreary took drugs?
I knew he smoked dope, but that's all. Didn't realise it was anything more serious.
Did he ever smoke dope here?
Good heavens, no. I was very firm with the band about that. They knew they could not bring anything onto these premises.
Well, even if they took it elsewhere?
I'm not the band's keeper. Anyway, I'm sure they wouldn't listen to advice from a middle-aged, middle-class professional like me.
More's the pity.
Yes, I suppose so. His poor mother must be in a dreadful state.
I'm sure she is. It's never easy.
Is that all?
For the time being. Oh, yeah. We will, of course, require access to your practice records with a full inventory of drugs received and supplied.
But why?
As one of the professional bodies in the area with legal access to drugs, it's standard procedure in a case of this nature.
Oh, right. Do you want to see the records now?
No. No, there's no rush. Tomorrow morning will do.
I'll get Cheryl to print them out for you.
That'll be fine, Mr. Lloyd.
I don't feel so good, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's tough watching him in there and not being able to do anything about it. Not knowing if... what's going to happen.
I never knew his mum was like that.
She's not normally. Most of the time she never gives her stuff what Jazza's doing.
It's a bit late starting now.
I know.
Going on it all the time.
Well, like we really wanted him to end up like this. Horse tranquilizers, Jazza. Yeah, what a great idea.
It didn't stop you trying it, though, so why don't you shut up about it?
All right, I'll go into one.
This is like some really bad dream, ain't it?
Yeah.
Jazza shouldn't be in there.
No, he shouldn't.
All Sid can think about is his precious pup.
My dad wanted me to go selling with him today. Do you believe that?
They haven't got a clue, have they?
No, do right.
Why didn't you stop him, Ed? You could have done.
Don't look at me. You could have done it all.
Yeah, but you're the one that took it with him.
Only once and I hated it.
I can't believe you two were so stupid.
You should have seen what he was like, though. I mean, he thought it was heaven.
Yeah. It's ironic, eh?
It's going to be all right, isn't it?
Don't know.
Well, he's got to be all right.
His mum don't want us coming anymore, does she?
She can't stop us.
Oh, I suppose not.
No way. We're going to keep coming back every day till he gets better.
Phoebe seemed pretty happy, didn't she?
Yeah. Telling Jennifer she wanted to play with the sheep and the deer.
Yeah. So I was lucky to get the day off.
Mm.
Oh, it was mad. All those golfers turning up for the celebrity pro-am.
Well, you saw how busy it was at Lower Loxley.
I bet the kids enjoyed it, though. All the old cars and the fair.
Oh, they loved it. I tried my best to wear them out for Julia.
Not that she'd appreciate it.
Oh, she's all right, really. I know she can be a funny old stick sometimes, but she definitely seems to have it in for Kenton, though.
You can go a bit faster, you know. I mean, it'd be nice to get there tonight.
Are you criticising my driving?
No, no, of course not.
Because if you are, maybe you prefer to walk.
Oh, damn. Should have asked Julia if she wanted to swap with us.
Why?
Well, she must be about the same age as the Mappamundi, I reckon. She'd love it. Hey, wasn't that the turning for Hereford we just passed?
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
It was. And I'm not sure where the next turn is.
Well, you needn't worry about it.
Why not? Why are you speeding up? What's going on?
We're not going to Hereford after all.
What? Where are we going then?
It's a secret. I'm not telling you till we get there.
You mean you've been having me on all this time?
Yeah.
What? Oh, and we're not going to go and see the Mappamundi after all?
You should know me better than that, Roy Tucker. And I've got an even bigger surprise for you lined up tomorrow.
Oh, come on. Come on, tell me what it is.
No, you'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, Hayley!
Yes.
The police think I'm involved.
You don't know that.
No, but it's obvious. Especially after Jolene told me about Jazza taking ketamine.
And they've questioned Theo as well.
Yes. Why would they do that unless they thought they were onto something? Not that he's had dross rehearsing in his front room, of course.
I expect they're just being thorough. You know, eliminating people from their inquiries.
That's not what it feels like.
But you mustn't exaggerate, darling. I'm sure it came as a shock to be interviewed, but they'll soon find out it's got nothing to do with you.
I'm sure he thinks I'm holding something back.
Why should he?
Well, wouldn't you think it a bit suspicious if a middle-aged man with access to precisely the drug that appears to have been taken suddenly invited a progressive rock band to start playing at his house?
It's just an unfortunate coincidence, that's all.
Unfortunate coincidences have a nasty habit of looking like motives, though, don't they?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Mustn't blow it out of proportion. I just wish I'd been able to think of something else to say when he asked why I let them rehearse here.
You told him the truth.
I know, but it sounds feeble even to me.
You're only doubting yourself because it's so unexpected. Oh, this world of drug-taking and kids hurting themselves is so far removed.
No, Shula, it's not. That's the whole point.
All right, but for the likes of you and me, and most of the rest of this village, to have that world suddenly thrown in our faces in such a horrible way, well, it's...
Well, it's what?
Well, it's not surprising you're reacting like this. It just shows how we all try to bury our heads in the sand and hope nothing awful happens.
Yeah, but now it has.
Yes. Oh, you shouldn't have been dragged into this.
But I have been.
Yes, but you're innocent. We both know that. All you have to do is tell the truth and you'll be fine.
Watch out for thrills and spills now as Roy and Hayley go whitewater rafting.
This is fantastic, Hayley. I can't believe you set all this up. It's brilliant.
Oh, I thought you'd like it.
Oh, like it?
Yeah.
I love it. White water rafting. What gave you the idea?
I don't know. I suppose I've always thought it might be fun after the raft race a few years ago. I mean, once you've conquered the Am, this river should be a cinch.
Oh, it's loads better than poking around a cathedral.
I can't believe you fell for that.
Oh, I wasn't sure, till Brenda kept telling me how serious you were.
I know, she was great. And think of it as my way of getting you back for keeping our honeymoon secret.
Yeah. What an amazing way to spend our anniversary. Oh.
So it's just you, me and a canoe, is it?
Oh, no. Well, they don't let you out on your own when you're a beginner. There'll be seven of us with a guide. He does the steering and shouts instructions and everything.
Oh, right.
Apparently, so long as we do what we're told, nobody should get drowned.
Great. Hey, look. There's the river.
Are they seriously expecting us to go out there in those things?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be amazing.
Ooh. Sorry, yes, come in, Susan. Please, sit down.
No, thanks, Dr. Othway. I've got to get back to the shop as soon as you've finished here.
Right. thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning. The reason I've asked you is because I've an announcement to make. You all probably know that I've decided to move away from Ambridge, and I'm afraid that this means I should be giving up the practice. I'm sorry, I know this must come as a bit of a shock.
Just a bit.
Believe me, this isn't a decision I've taken lightly. But what it will mean, I'm afraid, is that the surgery will be closed and the building put up for sale.
Won't they get another doctor in?
No. I'm afraid it's highly unlikely the health authority will want to continue with the practice in Ambridge.
Why not?
Well, the simple truth is, Susan, my personal list is too small. And nowadays, fewer GPs want to work in single practices.
So what's going to happen to the patients?
They'll be transferred to other practices in the region.
What about us?
Well, it is possible that whoever takes over my list may need an increase in staff. But I'm afraid, as from today, you're all on 3 months' notice.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sure the health authority will do everything they can.
That's it?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I really am so sorry.
No, Lily, Grandma's already got you something.
Tea.
There, napkins ready, darling. Don't touch.
Here's your change, Mrs. Podgerton.
No, oh, thank you, my dear. Don't hang on to my leg, Lily, please.
It's in my bag.
Oh, there you're crisp, but you'll have to wait until... Freddie, come! Oh, that boy's impossible.
Would you like a hand, seeing as it's not too busy?
Would you, my dear?
No problem. Shall I take the tray?
Oh, yes, thank you. What are you doing, Lily? No, darling, I've already bought you some. Now look what you've done, you silly little girl.
Never mind. We can soon pick him up, it don't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lily. Grandma didn't mean to snap at you like that. Now would you like a sweetie?
Mm.
Look, please, stop making all that noise, Freddie, please.
It's all right. I'll go and get him. Come on, Freddie. It'll be nice and quiet for your grandma.
Now then, here's your sweetie, darling.
That's it. Why don't you come and sit down and eat your crisps?
Oh, if only Lewis was here.
Look, this is your table. Lily's going to sit there.
See? Yes, now. Come on, Lily. You sit here.
There we are.
That's it.
All settled now. Ooh, cheese and onion. And you let me.
Yes, and you've got cheese and onion too, Lily. Oh. Where's my tea?
Here you are.
Thank you.
Don't worry about the mess. I can clean it all up.
All right.
Hi.
Oh, Nigel, there you are. Have you come to give me a hand?
I'm afraid not, Mummy. I'm looking for Kenton. Have you seen him?
No.
I asked him to make some copies of the newsletter for me yesterday, and I haven't seen him since.
Well, he is rather unreliable, isn't he?
He seems to spend most of his time ogling Jessica and watching the birds. There's no sign of him there now, though.
Oh, Kelsapries. The man's an idler. Rather typical of that family.
Well, I'd hardly say that.
He is a hanger-on, Nigel. Why on earth do you tolerate him?
Actually, Mummy, this isn't helping. So, how are Freddie, Lily?
They seem very happy.
Oh, yes, yes, they are. It's all been going very well.
And you think you'll be able to cope for the next 2 days?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can feel a bit of a cold coming on, but I'm sure I'll be fine.
Well, you must say if it becomes too much.
Yes, I will, I will. Of course, it would have been easier with Lewis helping.
Yes, it's a pity he'd already arranged to go to London. Still, never mind. Anyway, I must get back.
Oh, yes, of course. And don't worry about us. We're having a lovely time.
Oh, that was phenomenal!
Really mind-blowing!
Can't believe how quickly it went!
No, no!
It was really funny when we nearly capsized. You should have seen the look on your face!
Well, you should have seen the look on yours! I'm glad it was your side, not mine.
Well, it'll be yours next time.
How do you mean?
I think we should swap over for the next run.
Well, maybe. What's in it for me?
Oh, I'm sure I'll think of something. If I got the energy left.
Oh, quite. Talking of which, remind me again, how many times are we doing this?
3 more.
I knew it. We must be mad.
Oh. Thanks, Mum.
That's all right.
You're still in shock, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I am. Oh, when he said 3 months' notice, it felt like someone had pulled the rug out from right under us.
And you don't reckon there's any chance of someone else taking over?
No, not really. I mean, why would they? Mm-hmm. Like Tim said, we're a small village and doctors aren't going in for working on their own anymore. They like to be able to swap information, support each other.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's just the trouble.
Maybe you could get a job with another doctor in the area.
I don't want to work outside Ambridge, though, if I can help it. The only vacancies are all on the other side of Borchester.
Oh, it's not that far.
But how would I get there, eh? I mean, I don't want to do all that travelling. Oh, I don't think the health authorities really bothered what happens to us.
You never know. Something else might just come up in Ambridge.
Well, it might do. I wouldn't bet on it. Oh, I bet it's all that Siobhan's fault.
Do you think she's staying?
Well, she must be if he's leaving.
I suppose so.
The police turned up just before I left the surgery.
To interview Dr. Hathaway?
Well, I don't know if it was an interview exactly.
It's bound to be. I bet they want to know if there's anything missing from his drugs cabinet.
Oh, no, they wouldn't be. He's ever so careful.
They'll have to check him out, though.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But Jazza was using ketamine, so he should be in the clear.
What's ketamine?
Well, it's an anaesthetic, I think. They use it on horses.
Horses? So what was Jazza doing with it?
What do you think? He's a total prat, isn't he? Well, they all are, Fal and Ed. They think it's so clever using drugs.
Well, they weren't using this ketamine as well, were they?
I wouldn't put it past them. I know they've been on other stuff, like ease and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mum, really. They're idiots. But at least now they know how stupid it is. Well, it's probably too late for Jazza.
I never realised this sort of thing was going on.
Well, it is.
Oh, Emma, love. Tell me you'll never get involved with all that stuff.
No way, Mum. Of course not.
So now I know why they made us wear all that protective clothing.
Oh, you were great, Mum. Yeah, some people would have really panicked if they slid under the raft.
I did panic, Roy.
No, you didn't. Oh, you were really brave. You hardly made any fuss at all.
Well, only because I was too frozen to do anything else.
Never mind. We'll soon warm you up back at the hotel. Oh,
you know, I can hardly believe we just did that.
Oh, but we got the photographs to prove it.
I know. And if you show those ones at the end to anyone, I'll kill you.
Oh, you look great in them, though.
I don't. I look like I've been through a wash, rinse and spin in the local laundrette, which is pretty close to the truth.
Well, still, now you've done it once, it'll be easier next time.
Next time? You are kidding.
We'll remember this day for the rest of our lives. It'll be something to tell our grandchildren.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, but only I survived that long. Come on, let's get back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Jamie, please, will you sit down? And you two as well.
What is all this noise?
Hello, Daddy. Please, Mummy.
No, I'm Daddy, and no, I won't pick you up. Look, why don't you both go and play with your bricks?
Where's Mummy?
She'll be about 5 minutes. And she's expecting to see a good boy.
All right, I'll go and play in the car.
Oh, Nigel, thank goodness you've come.
Is everything all right?
No, it isn't.
You look rather pale.
I'm definitely coming down with something. It's a cold or possibly flu.
Oh, no.
So, I'm afraid I won't be able to look after the children tomorrow.
What? But Lizzie and I are far too busy.
I know. I hate letting you down like this.
And Hayley's not back till Thursday.
Oh, God. I think...
Mummy.
I need... Go and... Right down.
Who on earth's going to look after the children, then?
Everything's late at Brookfield this morning.
Don't bang it, Josh, you'll break it.
What's the time?
Just gone 8.
Oh, sorry, love. One of the cows was bullying, so I'll take her out.
Josh, will you just stop it and eat your breakfast?
Let's Pip finish those.
She poured an enormous bowl of cereal and then left half of it.
Typical.
She's gone upstairs to finish getting ready.
Great. Have I got time for something?
Just about. Although your mum will be here any minute, and neither of them have brushed their teeth yet.
Well, I'll just have a quick bowl of cereal then.
Oh, come on, Ben. Try a bit harder.
You were up late last night?
Nearly midnight on the computer, and then I had to feed this little monster.
You shouldn't knock yourself out, you know.
I know. Josh, if you don't want the rest of that, then go and get ready. Pip, will you help Josh put his shoes on?
Pip! You need to help Josh with his shoes. And make sure you both brush your teeth.
Wasn't it bliss having Mum here?
Oh, say. Is there any more milk?
Yeah, in the fridge.
Right.
By the way, do you still want me to pick up the wormer?
Yeah, if you're going in, but don't go in specially for me, though.
No problem.
Oh, thanks. So when I'll get the chance to dose them, no idea.
Can't you get Eddie to help?
Yeah, maybe. It'd be so much easier if Bert was around. Especially with the silage coming up.
Not much chance of that, though, is there?
Well... I'll ring him just in case, though.
You'll still need Eddie anyway.
Yeah, I know. He's agreed to do 3 days. And I'm sure Dad will give me a hand with the clamp.
He could do it in his sleep. And what about Neil?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him as well. Tom's already committed himself so long as I return the favour. God knows when I'll find the time this year.
Oh, we'll struggle through. Maybe Bert will be back next week.
I hope so. Oh, no, look at the time. Come on, you two. Grandma will be here any second.
So you want more now, do you? No rest for the wicked, eh?
You can say that again.
They seem happy, don't they?
I thought I'd give them a treat first, before we go off to the playground.
It's very good of you to take them on at such short notice.
Oh, it's no trouble. When I heard Julia was having problems, it seemed the right thing to do.
It's funny. She's usually very good with them. She must be feeling poorly.
Probably. I expect she'll be happier looking after the gallery.
So, anyway, what have you got lined up for today?
Well, as it looks like being rather nice by English standards, I thought we'd spend as much time as possible outside, you know, going round everything.
It's a shame the fair isn't still on.
Oh, we'll be fine. We can look at the rare breeds, see the birds, do the oddity trail. There's all sorts.
That's true.
I really enjoy being with children.
Oh, it's nice hearing you say that. Not all men do. How's Meriel, by the way?
Oh, she's fine. But I really miss her. It's her first birthday this Saturday.
It must be very hard for you.
I'll just have to make it up to her next time I see her.
I'm sure you will. It's not easy, though, when you split up. Kids don't really understand.
No,
But as long as they know you still love them, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's not so easy when you're 10,000 miles away, though.
No, I don't suppose it is. I brought him Jamie's Game Boy, by the way, and a couple of his favourite games, in case you need some relief by the end of the day.
Oh, thanks.
I'll bring it over to you later.
OK.
Anyway, I better go and see what's happening in the kitchen.
OK, I'll see you later, then. Look, you two, here comes Daddy.
I've brought along a couple of their favourite bears.
Oh, blue and pink, eh? Great. What are they called?
Just Bear and Bear, I think.
Ah.
They don't normally eat chocolate first thing.
Oh, is that a problem?
No, but if you give them too much, it makes them hyper. And that's much harder for you.
Well, it won't do any harm this once, eh?
No, probably not.
And I promise I won't give them any more.
Oh, don't worry. And thanks again for stepping into the breach, as it were.
You know, you could have asked me to do yesterday as well.
I know, but Mummy was desperately keen to help.
Oh, well, never mind. At least she's got a day off to recover.
Yes. Oh, and you know you asked Izzy if there were any vacancies on the falconry course. I'm afraid we're completely booked up until October, would you believe?
Oh, that's a pity. Would have been fun. You know, I reckon Jessica's been giving me the eye.
No. I'm sure she's already attached.
Oh, no harm in trying, though, eh? Hmm? Maybe I could take the kids down to look at the birds anyway. That way I can kill two birds with one stone, can't I?
One half of Shires.
Thanks.
No. Thanks for coming out.
Cheers.
Did you know the police have been searching through all our computer records? The files and anything else they can get their hands on?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, turned the surgery over from top to bottom. What have they been asking you?
Well, they just wanted a list of registered addicts.
So they haven't searched your premises. I knew it was just us they're interested in. I mean, do I look like a drug dealer to you?
Well, No, of course not. But they're probably just being very thorough.
No, it's more than that. You should have heard the way that policeman was questioning me.
Really? Oh, well. But apart from the ketamine, what else is there that can possibly link you to Jazza?
Dross. Letting them use our place for rehearsals?
Oh. Well, that's nothing, really, is it?
Well, it shouldn't be, but it doesn't feel like that. And who else around here could have given him access to ketamine?
Well, it could have come from a vet's practice in Borchester or Felpersham or a hospital or anywhere. I heard a rumour some kids in Darrington had been using it too.
Did you? Ah, maybe I'm just being paranoid.
Yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't worry too much. By the time the police have checked through everything, it'll be obvious they're looking in the wrong place.
I hope so.
Oh, you know how it is. They'll try the most obvious explanation first, but once they've done that, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, you're probably right. Thanks. So, I hear you've put the surgery on the market.
Yes. And the recriminations have already started.
Really? Most people I've spoken to are just sad you're leaving.
But not everybody.
Why? What are they saying?
They're blaming me for the fact that they'll have to go outside Ambridge to be seen by a doctor.
That's not your fault, is it? It's up to the health authority if they don't want to replace you.
No, that's not how people see it, though, is it? If I wasn't leaving, the surgery wouldn't be closing.
Well, that's true, but you can't stay here just for their sakes, can you?
I know. A woman came up to me in reception this morning and had a real go at me. She doesn't have a car, you see, and it's going to be really difficult for her if she has to go into Borchester.
Well, she's got a point.
Hmm.
But it's still not your problem.
I know, but I just can't help feeling guilty about it. You know, leaving them in the lurch.
Mm.
And not to mention the staff.
Can't be easy.
No. Well, Janet's been very supportive.
Good. How is she?
Fine. Haven't seen her since she got back from the retreat, but she sounded pretty bubbly on the phone. Said it went very well.
Excellent. And, when are you going to see her?
Not until tomorrow. She'll be conducting the Ascension Day service in the evening, but I should see her before that. We're keeping it pretty low-key at the moment, though.
Oh, of course.
Siobhan should get the divorce papers any day now.
Right.
And then we'll just see what happens after that.
Look, Ben. Daddy's getting the forage harvester ready.
And won't that be fun?
We've been going round the farm.
Have you now? He looks very snug in that papoose.
We've been to see Grandma's hens, then we watched the bees buzzing round the hives. We also said hi to the sheep and the Herefords.
Was he impressed?
He fell asleep.
Well, he ought to be impressed. They're looking great on the sprig grass.
Oh, poor Daddy's just as tired as you are.
No, I'm fine, really.
Did you manage to speak to Bert?
No, but I spoke to Frieda. Tim signed him off for another week.
Oh, well, it's only what we expected.
Well, he's got to get better sooner or later, isn't he?
Let's hope so.
But in the meantime, I guess it's on to Plan B with the silage.
Hey, and if I were you, I would take that young man well away from here because I'll be sharpening the knife blades next.
And that's enough noise to wake the dead.
Who's made all this mess, Jamie? Was it you?
It wasn't just me. Lily and Freddie did too.
There was food everywhere. Looks like a bomb's gone off.
That's what Kenton said. He said that he'd clean it up.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Where is he now?
He's in the larder playing hide and seek with Freddie.
Yeah! Gotcha!
Freddie, just look at the state of you. Have you been enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, hiya, Cathy.
It's my turn now.
Oh, all right. One last time, OK?
No, Jamie, I'm afraid not. We've got to go home. And I'm sure Kenton needs a break.
No, no, I'm fine.
But I don't want to go home. I want to stay here and have more fun.
No, really, we need to get back.
But it's not fair.
Never mind, Jamie. Perhaps we can play again another day, eh?
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly seem to have scored a hit with the children. I'm not sure Elizabeth and Nigel will be quite so happy, though.
Oh, don't worry about the mess. We had a food fight. It won't take long to clear it up, though.
I'd rather you than me.
Now, come on. Hey, come on, Freddy. Let's have you back in your chair before Daddy comes in. There we go. That's it.
Thanks ever so much for looking after Jamie.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Come on, now. Let's get your coat.
All right.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye, Kenton.
Bye.
Now, you two little rascals. Who wants pudding? Hmm?
I'll see you in the morning, man.
Uh-oh, here comes Daddy.
What's been going on? I've never seen this place in such a mess.
Don't worry, Nigel. I'll have it back to normal in no time.
You better have, or Lizzie will blow her top.
You should have seen the mess she used to make when she was a kid.
Yeah, well. Oh, what's that mark on Lily's face?
Oh, it's just a graze, but she's fine, honestly.
I hear you took all the children to the top of the treetop walk.
Yeah, yeah, they loved it.
We only ever take them one at a time.
Oh, well, I mean...
Still... They do both look very happy.
Well, I hope so. We've had a great day.
Good.
Now, kids, do you want your music back on?
Well, you really saved our baby.
No problem.
Lily, what are you doing? Freddy!
Oh, we were just playing along with the tape, the percussion section.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, can I have a go?
Freddy, pass Daddy a spoon. He's going to play the drum.
Right. Please, go on. Okay, everybody. Oh. Off to three. One, two, three. Oh! Holy
you see, your daddy's just as bad as I am.
A rare quiet moment for Tim and Janet.
What are you doing?
I thought it would be a good idea to start sorting things out. There are papers in here I should have thrown out years ago. I feel like making a fresh start after my week off.
You look really well, you know.
I feel great, actually.
That retreat obviously hit the spot.
Yes, it did, rather. It reminded me how nice it is to be creative.
I expect you could have done with more than a week.
No, that would have been too long. Oh, dear, look at all this.
Well, it's all been happening here.
Yes, it's been very dramatic, hasn't it? Poor Jazza.
There's no change in his condition. The whole family's devastated.
How could he be so stupid?
I don't know.
I just hope he makes a full recovery.
The prognosis isn't great.
Oh, dear. I thought something like this would happen one day.
It's so difficult to turn kids like Jazza in positive directions. The band seems such a good idea.
Well, it was. It is. But even so, think of the struggle poor Clary's had with Ed.
That's one thing I admire you for. Trying to give kids something to aim at.
Oh, I just wish I could do more.
No. You do a lot.
How about you? Have you been able to think more positively?
Not since I've become the village pariah, betraying everyone by closing down this place.
Oh, you mustn't think like that. Most people I've talked to have been very sympathetic.
Then they must be a different set to the ones I come across. Even Susan's given me the cold shoulder.
Well, she's bound to be upset. It'll mean looking for a new job.
Yeah, I know. I feel terrible about that.
And deep down, I'm sure she's sad to see you leaving.
Still, I dare say I've added plenty of fuel to the gossip about Siobhan and me.
Does that matter? People will always gossip, regardless of the truth.
Or in spite of the truth.
There's a job going in Plymouth I thought I might apply for.
Really?
Yeah. The bishop thinks I stand a good chance.
Hmm. I like Devon.
Well, don't start counting your chickens just
no,
yet.
No, I know, but...
Oh, Lord, is that the time? Sorry. I've got to dash or I'll never get everything ready for the service.
This is a bit of the beaten track for you.
Why is it that my parents never listen to what I'm saying?
Yeah, can you just hold on while I finish this?
I mean, Mum knows I don't want to do it anymore, but she keeps trying to persuade me to have another go. Dad's just the same.
If it's the cheese you're talking about.
Of course it's the cheese.
Well, you can't really blame them for being concerned after making such a big investment. There. We'll be needing these pens before you know it.
I know it costs a lot of money to set up, but there's no point losing even more, is there?
Oh, no, but...
And Tom still thinks it's funny cracking jokes about using it as pig's wheel. Well, ha-ha!
No, he's not the world's greatest comedian, are Tom? But I don't think you should just give up on it altogether.
Please, Greg, can we just talk about something else?
Fine. If that's what you want. Come on, I've got to go this way.
I saw Ed and Fallon on the way up here trying to hitch a lift. There's such morons getting involved with that stuff.
Yeah, their parents I feel sorry for. Honest life of Jazz's mum, I can only imagine. But you can see how hard it's hit Jolene and Clary.
Oh, I know. Clary never ceases to amaze me the way she copes with everything that's thrown at her.
And she certainly had more than most to put up with. Mm. It sort of puts other things in perspective, doesn't it? Like problems with cheese.
No, I told you to leave it.
Oh, come on, Helen, how can I? It's obviously still really bothering you.
Look, I had a go and I thought I did everything right, but it still came out tasting vile. End of story.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. There's no point going on about it.
Well, you were so keen at first. It was your mum who had to be persuaded.
Yeah, and now it's the opposite way round. So what?
Right, I've had enough of this. You're coming with me.
Where?
I'm taking you out for lunch.
Right, but Greg...
And you're going to cheer up whether you like it or not.
Been expecting you to call.
Now, come on, Lillian. That ransom strip. Have you come to a decision yet?
I have, actually, Brian.
Yes? I doubt if you'll get a better offer.
Oh, no, I think I will. I've been talking to Matt, you see.
I see.
He's revising his plans.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think the village is going to be very happy with the new ones.
Oh, find that hard to believe.
Well, nevertheless, I'm going to stick with him. Apart from anything else, it means I get to keep my land.
But have you actually considered what anyone else in the village really thinks?
Well, I'm sure Sindralene will be very pleased, for example.
Oh, for heaven's sake, they're only thinking about themselves and the extra trade it could bring to the bull.
And who are you thinking about, Brian? You sure it's not just Pete because Max got the better of you?
So that's your final decision, is it? You won't accept my offer to buy that land at well over the going rate?
No, thank you.
Hmm. Well, I think you're making a big mistake.
And I don't.
I just hope you don't regret it, that's all. Goodbye, Lillian.
Bye, Brian. Oh, who's that?
Lillian.
Oh, that's nice. I've made some chicken sandwiches for your lunch. Well, didn't you want to speak to me?
No, I phoned her and it was about the ransom strip.
Oh, so it's all been sorted out then. How wonderful.
No, actually, I'm afraid it hasn't.
Why not?
Well, you see, when I phoned before, I offered to buy the land at a premium rate. Oh.
Darling, how clever of you.
Yeah, well, she's turned the offer down.
What, really?
Yes.
Oh, that is so typical of Lillian. She can be horribly selfish.
I mean, my way, she'd have had the money up front in her hand. But no, she'd rather hold on to the land and see what she can make with Matt's scheme.
Honestly, I've a good mind to phone her right back and tell her exactly what I think. She's always putting her own concerns first.
You'd be wasting your time.
Yes, you're probably right. Oh, darling. Oh, poor you. You tried your best. Thank you.
Just wish I'd been successful.
Well, I know it's disappointing, but... Oh, never mind. She may have won the battle, but we haven't lost the war yet.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, by the way, Haley phoned to say Phoebe's left a couple of her toys behind, and I said we'd drop them off after the service tonight.
Well, you can. I'm far too busy.
Oh, I was hoping you'd pick me up, actually.
Oh, well, all right.
I must say it was lovely having Phoebe for a couple of days, but it is rather nice to have some time back to myself. And weren't those photos of Roy and Haley rafting wonderful?
I thought they looked as though they'd been to hell and back.
Nonsense! It looked really exciting.
Haley looked terrified.
That is true at all. Roy said she was terribly brave, even when she fell in. They both had a terrific time.
Well, he wouldn't catch me doing it for all the tea in China.
Sorry, that wasn't so good.
Yeah, definitely not up to their usual standards.
But then Jolene is having to cope without Frieda.
I know.
Poor bird. Those shingles must be a nightmare.
This place is quiet today, isn't it?
Probably all that drug scandal. People keeping away.
Well, I shouldn't think so. I mean...
Yeah, people don't like scandal.
Oh, that Jazza is such a loser. He obviously didn't give a damn what effect his actions would have on anybody else.
I don't suppose he cares much about anything at the moment, poor devil.
He's only got himself to blame.
Anyway, I didn't bring you all the way up here for a gourmet meal to talk about him. I can think of a much more interesting subject. Cheese.
Oh, Greg, that's not funny. Just drop it, will you?
No, I won't. Your reaction confirms what I've been thinking.
Please, don't try to be clever.
You're being very immature about this whole business.
Well, thanks a bunch.
Helen.
I might have known you'd take sides against me as well.
No, listen to
me. Why should I, if it is going to insult me?
All right, I'm sorry. But please just let me say one thing.
What?
I just don't think you should say that you're never going to make cheese again.
Oh, but what's the point?
The point is that given time, there's no reason why you shouldn't make perfectly decent cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It's a craft that needs to be learned, just like any other. You can't expect to be an expert straight away.
No, but it'd help if I showed even the tiniest morsel of talent.
You did?
No, I didn't. Not like when you first took me shooting, remember?
No, OK. But relatively speaking, it was much more straightforward, and you weren't perfect.
Well, I was pretty good, though. You have to admit that.
Well, I do. But you don't give up every time things don't go right straight away, do you?
Of course not.
This cheese-making is something you should persevere with. Think of this first lot as part of the learning curve.
Pretty expensive learning curve.
Everybody learns by their mistakes. It's the best way.
Maybe.
Ignore Tom and his cheap cracks. Don't listen to your mum and dad or me if you don't want to.
So what are you saying?
Inside, you know how to do it. This is just the development stage. It's got to be gone through.
But where do I go from here?
I can't tell you. But there are plenty of people who can. Establish cheesemakers for a start. Get one of them to help you. I'm sure they give you some good advice.
Maybe.
A real pro could sort you out in no time, I expect.
You're right. I know that. And Baxter's brilliant.
There you are, then. So, will you call her?
Yeah, I think I will.
That was a lovely service, Janet.
Thank you.
It was nice to mention Jazza in the press, too.
Well, let's hope he makes a full recovery.
Of course. You know, Brian hasn't got any time for him.
Well, I can understand that reaction. Oh, Jennifer, it's tragic that so many young people take that path.
Yes, I remember when we were so worried about Kate.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, just remembered something.
Are you ready to go, Jenny?
In a minute, darling. Janet, could I ask a favour?
I expect so.
There's something I've been meaning to check for my book. It's in the birth and death section of the church records.
Well, I do need to get over to Penny Hassett quite soon.
Good evening, Vicar.
Good evening, Brian.
Come on, darling. I thought you wanted to go on to Roy and Haley's.
Yes, I do. Before we go, I just want to check a couple of birthdays for those people I found in that book from the library. It won't take a moment.
Well, at least I haven't locked up yet, and Bert's not here to badger me.
Oh, well, there's Tim. Well, you can chat to him while you're waiting, darling.
Actually, I was looking at that book myself the other day.
Really?
Yes, these old records can be fascinating. I think I'd like to take a look, too.
You've never wanted to before.
No, that's fine. You can both have a look. Did you want to see me, Tim?
Yes, but it can wait.
We'll only be a couple of minutes. We won't keep her long.
No, it's okay. I'll catch you in the morning. Bye.
Bye, then. Well, shall we go inside?
Is Tim all right?
I think he's got rather a lot on his mind at the moment.
Yes, of course, he's put the surgery up for sale, hasn't he?
Yes. It hasn't been easy for him recently.
No. I think it's terribly sad that he's leaving. We're all going to miss him in the village.
Alistair has more bad news.
time to go and brush your teeth.
But it isn't time to go yet.
I want you to go and do it now.
Oh, all right.
Good boy. Hurry up now. Are you going to eat that toast?
Sorry. No, I don't think I want it.
What was that phone call about?
It was Ray. He works for Darvel.
Who?
You know, the pharmaceutical company we get our drugs from.
But why was he phoning you this early?
Wanted to dip me the wink. Apparently, the police have been round to see them, and they're looking into the records of what's been supplied to our practice.
Why?
Presumably to cross-reference with what they've got from our surgery.
What are they looking for?
I don't know.
Well, you certainly can't fault them for thoroughness.
No. Unless they're onto something.
Well, like what?
A mistake, maybe.
That's not very likely, is it?
No, but why else would they be chasing everything up like this?
It's so horrible they think you might be involved in all this.
I know, but what other conclusion is there?
I don't know. Alistair?
Eventually you even start to doubt yourself.
No, you mustn't. Not even for a second. Maybe someone made a mistake at Darvel.
I can't think what or how, though. They're always so meticulous. Who's that?
Oh, I'll get it. It's probably Joanne.
What, ringing the doorbell?
Or it'll be that new bridle I ordered.
I've done my teeth.
All right. Have you got everything else ready? Bag packed?
Nearly. I just need my reading book.
Well, where is it?
I left it by the cat's box, and it's still there.
Why did you leave it there?
I was reading to them.
Daniel.
Come through this way.
Thank you, Mrs. Lloyd. Daniel, go and get your coat on.
In a minute.
No, now.
Alistair, it's the police for you.
Have they come to arrest you, Daddy?
No, of course not. Will you go and get your coat on?
Yes, come on, darling. Let's go and find it.
OK.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes?
We seem to have found a discrepancy between your records and those of Darvel, the company that supply your drugs.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if you'd mind accompanying me down to the station to assist us with our inquiries.
Yes, I suppose so.
My colleagues would also like to make a search of these premises.
Is that really necessary?
I'm afraid it is. I must also tell you that although you're not under arrest, you are entitled to seek free and independent legal advice should you require it.
Right. Can we just wait until my son's gone off to school?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Same to you.
Oh, the way he looked at us.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we should have taken a lift with my mum.
Yeah, right. I couldn't get away in time, could I? You know what my dad's like.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. Seeing your best friend nearly die in front of you.
Yeah.
I'd go mental if I had to stay here all the time. Well, at least we can get away to see Jazz.
Well, that's driving me mental too, though.
Yeah, I know.
I've hardly done any work at all this week at college. Can't concentrate.
Oh, look, this one's stopping. Brilliant.
It's like nothing else counts except what's happened to Jazza, you know?
So, this discrepancy between Darvel's records and the ones you keep at your practice...
I'm sure there must be a reasonable explanation.
What is it, then?
I don't know. What exactly is the nature of this discrepancy?
They appear to have been supplying your practice with a larger number of drugs than are accounted for in your records. You're also missing a similar number of invoices.
Which would account for why they're not down in the records, of course.
Presumably, yes.
Any drugs in particular?
Yeah. Ketamine.
Oh, God.
Which, as you know, was a substance taken by Jack McCreary on the night of his accident. Do you have any idea how this could have happened?
No. Can't say I have. Everyone knows we have to be absolutely scrupulous in all our dealings with drugs.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
But if there aren't any invoices for the batches of ketamine, then they can't have been received at the practice. Do you think someone might have stolen them en route?
Seems unlikely, doesn't it? Whoever it was would have to have a pretty thorough knowledge of your delivery schedule, which isn't exactly regular.
No, I suppose not. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, come on, Mr. Lloyd, it's your practice. Surely you can shed some light on what's been going on.
No, really, I can't. Look, I've been practicing as a vet for over 15 years, and nothing like this has ever happened to me before. Do you really think I'd jeopardise everything for something like this?
I don't know, you tell me.
And what about Theo? Have you asked him about it?
We've been trying to contact him.
Oh, no. You probably won't have been able to get hold of him. He's away for a few days. I can give you a contact number if you like.
Thank you. That would be very helpful. Why don't you tell us first? Who takes responsibility for checking the drugs in when they're delivered?
We both do.
And nobody else has that authority?
Absolutely not.
And they're secure from the moment they're delivered until after they've been checked in?
Yes. We lock them away until we need to use them. Look, are you going to press charges?
Couldn't say, Mr. Lloyd. We're still at a very early stage of our investigation.
I would have come to see you last night, only Jenny made me fetch her.
Please, Brian, don't. I don't want to hear about Jenny. I just want you here with me.
I know.
Not all the time, I know you can't, but more than just every now and then. I need to know I'm not on my own in this. I need to feel you're really with me. You know, not just financially, but physically too.
I know.
Will we sit down?
Yes, of course, yes. Gosh, you must be tired.
Oh, not especially. It's more a case of boredom. Being stuck in this flat all on my own.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, by the way, I got the divorce papers yesterday.
Oh, did you?
They're on the coffee table if you want to have a look.
Would you mind?
Of course not. Tim hasn't named a co-respondent. So you're not named, in case you wondered.
Well, that should make it easier, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'll have to get you a good brief next. You choose, and I'll pay. Don't worry about the cost. Get the best you can.
Thanks. That's not going to be it, though, is it?
How do you mean?
You paying for a decent settlement and then slowly disappearing from our lives.
Of course it isn't. That's not what I want at all.
I hope not.
Oh, for heaven's sake, sweetheart, you need cheering up. Come on, let's go shopping.
It's all right, you don't have to. After all, we might be spotted.
Well, that's just a chance we'll have to take. Come on, it'll do you the world of good. God, I'm sick of his mum trying to stop us seeing him.
And what's the matter with Stu? When I tried talking to him, he just walked away.
Well, he's got to start talking to us sometime. I mean, what's it going to be like when we rehearse?
Rehearsing? You don't get it, do you, Ed?
What?
There probably isn't going to be any dross after this.
What do you mean?
I mean, Jazzer's dying inside.
No, he's not. You don't know that.
Well, only because no one ever tells us anything.
Exactly.
But you can see it in their faces.
Oh, you can't.
But listen to me. Jazzer's sick. He's really sick.
Yeah, but he's going to get better. You know he is.
No, I don't. He might never come out of this.
Don't say that.
Well, and even if he does, what sort of state is he going to be in?
I don't know.
Well, he's probably done something to his brain.
You know, that's what's sick, Fallon, what you're saying.
Why can't you face it, Ed? Whatever happens, the chances are he's never going to be the same again.
You realise I'll have to start thinking about maternity dresses before too long?
Oh, yes, of course. Do you want to look at some now?
No, not yet. You can't even see the bump.
Right. So, is there anything else you need?
Well, you and me in a nice, spacious three-bedroom apartment with a balcony and a view would be good.
Oh, please, Siobhan. I know I can't be with you as much as we'd both like, but at least I can make sure you've got what you need to be comfortable.
I've got what I need at the moment. That's you.
Oh, God, is that Simon?
Where?
Over there, by all the towels. No, don't look. It's all right. No, it isn't him. But it hardly even looks like him.
Have you ever felt like you were in a low-budget spy movie, always trying to avoid being spotted?
No, I'm sorry, but it is still rather dangerous for us to be seen together.
I suppose so.
No, you're right. Look, I promised to take you shopping, and here I am jumping about like a rabbit caught in the headlights.
Right.
Come here.
What?
Can I have a look at that necklace?
Yes, but why?
Nearly suits you, now. Oh, what a gorgeous scent.
Thank you.
And weren't there a pair of earrings to match this?
Oh, yes, I think there was.
Then why don't we go back to the jewellers and reunite them with the necklace?
Oh, it was awful.
It must have been.
The worst was when they went into Daniel's room and picked through everything. His wardrobe, all his drawers, the toy cupboard.
As you said, they're very thorough.
But he's only a child, for God's sake. What are they expecting to find? Heroin?
I'm so sorry I brought this on you too.
Oh, it's not your fault. I know you haven't done anything.
Oh, I wish the police thought that.
Well, they should. They haven't found anything, have they?
No. Well...
What?
There are a few missing drugs and invoices, but there's absolutely nothing to connect those with Jazza.
Oh, it's so stupid. Surely they must realise it couldn't be you.
Obviously not. The scariest part is not knowing what's going to happen next. It's as if everything's out of my control.
Oh, I'm scared too.
What the hell's going on, Shula?
I don't know, darling.
If Darvell say they sent those drugs, then why aren't there any invoices for them?
There must be some explanation.
Could I have left my bag open?
No, you're too careful.
Or what if Jazza stole the drugs while they were rehearsing?
Well, how could he?
No. And he couldn't have touched the invoices anyway because they wouldn't be in the bag.
Exactly. This is all a terrible mix-up.
I just don't understand. It doesn't make any sense at all.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.